AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine and Russia ended their latest ceasefire talks in Turkey after just over an hour. Zelensky says sanctions against Russia are necessary.
Sanctions, including secondary ones, tariffs, and price caps, can work and push Russia toward peace. Without pressure, Putin will just keep playing games with everyone who wants this war to end.
Zelensky was at the Vilnius summit. He says the two sides are preparing a new release of prisoners of war. The Supreme Court will not hear an appeal of Maryland's assault weapons ban. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
The law passed after the 2012 Sandy Hook massacre in Connecticut, where the shooter used a firearm commonly referred to as an assault weapon. The challenge to Maryland's law argued people have a constitutional right to own weapons such as the AR-15. The high court turned down the challenge, but three conservative justices noted they would have taken the case. A fourth says he's skeptical such bans are constitutional, indicating the high court may soon take another look. This case comes 2 years after a landmark ruling expanding Second Amendment rights, leading to challenges of firearms laws nationwide. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police in Salem, Oregon say 11 people were taken to a hospital with stab wounds at a local homeless shelter. A suspect is in custody. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says everyone in Israel is praying for the 8 people injured, some with burns, in Boulder, Colorado. Police say the suspect was carrying a makeshift flamethrower, yelling, "Free Palestine." Steve Redfern is the Boulder police chief.
It's way too early to speculate motive. I know there's a lot out there on social media, but I ask people just to give us a little bit of patience while we work through a really complex scene.
This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutal, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are edging mostly lower on Wall Street following some discouraging updates on manufacturing. The S&P 500 slipped 0.2% in the first hour of trading Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 180 points. The NASDAQ Composite was flat. Another tariff announcement from President Donald Trump was causing some moves in the stock market. Ford, General Motors, and other big users of steel and aluminum fell after Trump said he would sharply raise tariffs on imports of those metals. Shares of American steel companies, including Nucor and Steel Dynamics, rose. Seth Sutel, New York.
Iranian, Egyptian, and UN leaders met in Cairo to discuss Iran's nuclear program after the UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency and a confidential report said Iran is further increasing its stockpile of uranium enriched to near weapons-grade level. The confidential report raised a warning, saying Iran is now the only non-nuclear weapon state to produce such material. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.